Today's Orange Shirt Day has special meaning for a local Indigenous politician. I am of Métis heritage, said TÉ Councillor Mary Warnock, and like all Canadians I feel we need to continue to bring awareness, by speaking the truths and doing everything in our power to bring about reconciliation. Every level of government should be involved in this process, so I was pleased that the Culture Alliance came out with a statement all North Simcoe municipal councils could adopt. At the previous regular meeting, members of TÉ Council including Warnock wore orange shirts in recognition of September 30. During the council meeting, an Orange Shirt Day statement crafted through the Culture Alliance and including the local municipalities of Beausoleil First Nations, Midland, Penetanguishene, Tiny Township and TÉ Township was received into record. We don't want to hear about the sufferings of these children, the overwhelming evidence of neglect, sexual and physical abuse, starvation and murder all sanctioned by church and government, said Warnock, but the truths must be told. The results have led to decades of a people suffering in silence. We now need to be the voice of those whose voice, language and culture was stripped away. The conversation must continue so we can move forward together to elicit change not only on September 30 but every day. Warnock also responded on a personal note to the significance of the event. As a mother and grandmother, I can't imagine having someone come to my door and ripping my four-year-old child from my arms, Warnock said, taking them far away never to return, never to feel the love of family again and to suffer needlessly in the name of assimilation. We all need to listen to their stories to ensure our future and that of our Indigenous people. That future of a Canada proud and free must rest on a foundation of respect, openness and trust.